Good morning. Isa Is made landfall last night as a hurricane shortly after 11 p.m. at Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, with 85 mile per hour winds and higher gusts. It has since been downgraded to a tropical storm as it moves inland through the mid-Atlantic and to the north-northeast at about 28 miles per hour. Rain has overspread interior New York and New England and will become steadier and heavier throughout the day as the storm draws closer. The current forecast track brings Isa Is over Philadelphia around lunchtime, north of New York City in the early afternoon, and over or just east of the Greater Capital District by sunset. On this track, a swath of very heavy rain is likely, especially along and just west of its track. Rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches, with locally higher amounts, especially across the higher terrain, are expected by this evening, which could cause localized flash flooding. With increased wind shear, thunderstorms are also possible, some becoming severe, with brief, weak tornadoes possible, especially to the east of the track and mainly in easternmost New York and New England. The wind, while relatively light this morning, will also increase and become gusty along the coast, especially where gusts over 60 miles per hour are not out of the question. Farther inland, the wind will gust over 40 miles per hour later this afternoon and into the evening, and reach as high as 60 miles per hour over the hills and mountains as the center of the storm passes by as we get into the second half of the day and tonight. Winds of this magnitude could cause downed trees and power outages. Isaias will be a fast-moving storm, so the effects will be relatively short but hard-hitting, especially later this afternoon and this evening. As the storm races north-northeast and into southeastern Canada, the heaviest and steadiest rain will move out overnight, and it will quiet down with lows in the mid-60s. Perhaps still a few leftover showers first thing Wednesday morning as a trough of low pressure pivots through the region, then we'll continue our drying trend into Wednesday afternoon. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll remain warm and still humid with highs in the lower 80s. From this point, we'll enjoy a nice stretch of weather. On Thursday, we'll look for mostly sunny skies as high pressure locks into the region and highs around 80 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds likely on Friday and Saturday in the lower to mid 80s. And right now it looks like that high pressure center will dominate even into the second half of the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds and in the mid 80s on Sunday. By early next week, we'll pick up at least the chance of the next round of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday, otherwise partly sunny skies in the middle and upper 80s. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with light rain and 55 degrees with a southwest wind at 33, gusting to 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 33 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility and light rain, 67 degrees, the dew point 67, 100% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Bodie, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and windy with showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 82 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 74, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, just 1/100th of an inch for the month, which is 38/100ths below normal, and 17.85 inches for the year, which is 5.23 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 98 set in 1944 and 1955, and the record low 46 in 1964 and 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:11 p.m., 14 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, and the possibility of thunderstorms becoming windy with highs in the mid-70s. Windy with showers and storms tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, and thunderstorms becoming windy with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Windy with showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain heavy at times today, thunderstorms also possible, becoming windy with highs in the mid-70s. Windy with showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, thunderstorms also likely becoming windy with highs in the mid-70s. Windy with more showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, mostly sunny near 80 on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday in the lower to mid-80s. Partly sunny on Sunday, mid-80s, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid to upper 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.